Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, Brother Hagin said years ago he was in the ministry. His son, Ken Jr., was in the military on the other side of the world. And he was in a meeting and in the bed at night and was waking in the middle of the night. And he knew in his heart that his boy was in danger. Just knew it. He started praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. And he prayed in the Spirit. And the Lord spoke to him and said, he's going to be fine. He said, but if you hadn't obeyed me and did, you know, he left his church in security where he was, went out in the road ministry and did some things that weren't comfortable. He said, if you hadn't obeyed me on that, he said, they'd have brought him home in a box. But you obeyed me and I'll protect him and I'll bring him home. Now, is that a rewarder? Does God look out for you in the things that count? And that very night, they figured the time. That very night, at that time, he was out riding a motorcycle with some guys. And they were cutting up and you know, acting wild. And they were ripping around a road. And he lost his traction and got on the side of the road and got in some gravel. And it was on a mountain. And next thing you know, they were slipping and sliding. Next thing you know, he's back up in the middle of the road. And they went and looked at, and they saw the tire track go off the edge. How's that work? Yeah. And then you're back up in the middle of the road. Angels. Yeah. But not just angels. God having a right to do something for you. Why? How many know when you put God's things first and you take care of His, He is going to take care of yours. You obey Him and put Him first, He's going to reward you. He's going to look out for you. Keep you. You must believe, not should, must believe that God is. And you must believe what? He's a rewarder. You reach up, He's going to reach down. You draw near to Him, He's going to draw near to you. You knock, He's going to open. You seek, He's going to cause you to find. You ask, He's going to give it to you. Right? You serve Him, He's going to bless you. And say, well, you just never know. You just have to live. No, no. You're supposed to expect it. Yes. Expect it. Right? That God's going to bless me. I'm serving Him. He's going to bless me. I'm believing Him. He's going to take care of me. Right? Good things are happening for me. And they're going to happen for me. Because I serve God. Can you say amen? Now, notice with me. Go with me over to the book of Romans. No, I'm moving too fast. Do you still have Hebrews? Go back to the first verse of that chapter, Hebrews 11:1, and you can go ahead and find Romans 8. So we can just go right from one place to the other. But we're still in Hebrews 11, and then we're turning to Romans 8. Faith is not optional if you're going to please God. You must believe. Well, let's get into some things about what faith is, because there, I know from some small experience, there's so much confusion on this subject. Hebrews 11:1 is the Bible definition of faith. And he doesn't just give you the definition, but then he goes on throughout the rest of the chapter giving you living examples of what he just described. Right? He said, this is what faith is. And then he said, by faith, this one did this. And by faith, this one did that. And by faith, Noah. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham. Giving you living examples of people that pleased God in their life. I understand you don't get in this chapter 11 by displeasing God. They're in this chapter because their life and their conduct and their response pleased God. And it was all through their faith in Him. Hebrews 11:1, what does it say? Now, faith is, what? Are we seeing the answer to the question, what is faith? What if you said, Brother Keith, what is faith? Right here. faith is. What is it? The substance of things hoped for. What else is it? It's the evidence of things not seen. Everybody say hoped for. Not seen. Let's take that first phrase. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now the word substance, if you look it up, it comes from the word that means foundation. That which stands under. This building is on something. Right? It's built on something. It's built on a foundation. And faith, you can use that word. Faith is the foundation for what?
Things hoped for.
For things hoped for. It is, other translations use the word confidence. It is the confidence. It is the assurance. I like the word foundation. It's a literal word. Faith is the foundation that hope stands on. No faith means no hope. Now, when you say the word hope, you almost always have to stop and define it. Because it means a completely different thing in the New Testament than it does in modern vernacular. In modern usage, the word hope has been watered down and diluted until it means very little. You can ask people, well, you know, do you believe that God's going to move and bring that money in for you and you'll pay that thing off? And sometimes people say, well, I sure hope so. Now, what do they mean when they say that? I sure hope so. What are they saying? What they're saying is, I'd sure like for it to. I want it to. And, you know, maybe it will. Maybe it won't, but I sure hope so. Right? That is not what the Bible is talking about when it says substance of things hoped for. That is not what he's talking about. Not at all. You look up the word hope. You see it many times in the New Testament. The word hope literally means, you see it translated in dictionary after dictionary, well, defined, I should say, by the word expectation, expecting, expectation. One dictionary says confident expectation. Another one says joyful, confident expectation. Everybody said out loud, expectation.
Expectation.
Say it again. Joyful,
joyful.
Confident,
confident
expectation.
Expectation.
Now, in, you know, a few decades of walking with God and endeavoring to learn about faith, this is one of the most helpful things that I personally have gotten a hold of that taught me about faith and about how faith works. You can sum it up in that one word. Expectation. Expectation. Expecting. If you are in faith, you are expecting. Expecting. And I'll go a little bit further. If you are expecting, you are excited. Now you've heard us talk about this before, right? This is how you get results. Now faith in and of itself is not expecting. If you want to be technical about it, faith is persuasion. Being persuaded of something. Trusting in something. But then because you are persuaded of something, it gives you hope, which is confident, joyous expectation. Right? We talked about this before. Faith is trust. Faith is confidence in not just something. Faith in God, faith in the person of God. That's when we talked about him not being able to lie. Faith in me is faith in a person. Faith in you is faith in a person. Faith in God is faith in a person. We don't just have faith just in a book, not just in ink and paper. We have faith in the one. The one who said the words that are in the book. We don't just trust the book, we trust Him. Right? Our confidence is in Him. And when God tells you something, for instance, let me just give you a brief list. In the Bible, uses the word hope all the time. Listen to some of these. The Bible talks about the hope of the promise. The hope of the gospel. The hope of salvation. The hope of righteousness. The hope of the glory of God. The hope of His calling. The hope of glory. The hope of eternal life. The hope and resurrection of the dead. The Bible calls God the God of hope. Hope. Now let's talk about the hope of the resurrection of the dead. Did God tell us that He's coming back? Did He tell us that the dead in Christ shall rise again? Did He tell us that we are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye? Hmm? Do you believe that? What does that mean? Now let's take it a step at a time. If you say, I believe that, that means you are persuaded of it. As far as you're concerned, the jury is not out about whether that's true or not. You're not laboring over that or trying to decide. That is truth. He's coming back. Right? And the dead will be raised. And we'll be changed. Will it, you know, is there a chance it might not happen?
No.
Are you persuaded, fully persuaded, that's happening? Yes, that's faith. Now, because you are persuaded of that, what does it give you? It gives you hope, which is what? Confident, joyous expectation. What does that mean? We're looking for it. We're expecting Him to come, right? It's soon. We're expecting the trumpet to sound. We're expecting Him to come in clouds of glory. We're expecting the dead in Christ to rise. We're expecting to be changed. We're expecting. Why? Because we have faith. We're persuaded, so we have expectation. So before you have the expectation, you got to be persuaded. Got to be persuaded. Abraham was what? Fully persuaded, and because he was, he expected. And he received.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Expectation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804B. That's R804B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.